We began 2 weeks ago speaking about some of the details in terms of Brachos Tefillah, particularly as it relates to Shabbos. The whole year we've been dedicated towards the Mitzvah Seir Shabbos, so now we kind of end off the year with some of the unique aspects in terms of Brachos Tefillah as the interplay in terms of Brachos Shabbos proper. So we spoke a little bit 2 weeks ago about the Zman Tefillah's Ma'ariv. We spoke about when exactly is the earliest time to daven Ma'ariv in front of night, some of the differences perhaps between davening Ma'ariv early in front of night and davening Ma'ariv early during the rest of the week. Now we're just going to speak about some parotim, some details within the Tefillah itself, some unique aspects of Hilchos Tefillah, of Tefillah's Ma'ariv on Friday night. So of course we know that there's many of us have the custom of reciting a phrase of a Shomru, reciting the Psukkim of a Shomru between the end of the Kriya Shema and the beginning of Shema Nesrei of Ma'ariv. Yom Tov, of course, we recite by Dabra, Roshani, Yom Kippur, etc. It's age-old and humble, we're reciting these Psukkim, but nevertheless, the recitation of these Psukkim was very, very questionable in the Halacha, really this is appropriate or not. So the sugya really begins in the first parakha of Maseches Brachos, when the Gemara speaks about the general question about Smichas Geula Tefillah. So we know that there is a halacha in the normal circumstances when it's supposed to be Somech Geula Tefillah. The original din of Smichas Geula Tefillah is really found by Tefillah Shacharis, that as soon as you say Gol Yisrael, so you immediately begin Shemar Esrei. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether the din of Smichas Geula Tefillah applies at Ma'ariv or not. So if Smichas Geula Tefillah is a problem by Ma'ariv, Lechora, the recitation of these Tzukim should pose a problem. So what is that halacha? Is there a issue altogether? Is there any din of Smichas Geula Tefillah by Ma'ariv? So the Gemara has a machlokes, quotes a machlokes Amarim about this, and part of the issue the Gemara says is that maybe the Ikar Geula didn't really take place at night. We know that Yetzias Mitzrayim really took place in the morning. That's when Christ actually left Mitzrayim. The Geula began at night. Machas Bechoras was at night. You celebrate the Seder at night, but the Ikar Geula really took place in the morning. So it's that Nakuda, that is Tarakul Nakuda, that led to a Machlokes Amarim. Is it appropriate when we commemorate the Geula? We do speak about Geula at night. We pass him as giving Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. We do say the Brach of Emes Ramun at night, which speaks about Geula Mitzrayim. We do conclude with Gol Yisrael. But maybe one can argue that the din of Geula Litzfila at night is not on par with the din of Smichas Geula Tefillah in the morning. Maybe there is no such absolute halacha of Smichas Geula Tefillah at night. So how do we paskin halacha in this shayla? Do we paskin that there is a din of Smichas Geula Tefillah at night, or is there no din of Smichas Geula Tefillah at night? If the wrong number comes, hopefully right here wrong number comes. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin b'chlal that there's a din of Smichas Geula Tefillah at night? If we paskin that there's no such halacha, then the question is moot. That of course one can be mafsik and whatever you want to be mafsik. So if we paskin that there is, but mechor is going to be a problem. So why do we paskin halacha? So this was a mechor kisei rishonim. So the Tosos and Maseches Brachos and Avdala quotes that there was some rishonim who wrote the opinion, maybe some gaonim wrote the opinion, that mikra then we paskin there's no real din of Smichas Geula Tefillah at night, that we hold the whole thing doesn't exist. Haraya, that we hold that the whole din doesn't exist at night, forgetting about Friday night, even on a regular weekday night. So some of the Gaonim write that, well, we say Kaddish after Gol Yisrael. The fact that we say Shomer Amo Yisrael, that in and of itself is not a problem, because the Gemara itself raises that question. The Gemara says that Shomer Amo Yisrael is considered to be like Geula Arichta. It's considered to be just an extension of the Brach of Gol Yisrael. Moshe Lamar Davidomer, the Gemara says that Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is also Tfilah Arichta, because the Ikar Shemana Esrei doesn't start till the Brach of Hashem. So what right do you have to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? Isn't that a half sick in the morning? So the Gemara says, Nishke Fela, the Gemara says, that's not a problem. That's a Tfilah Arichta. So Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is not a problem, and then Shomer Yisrael is not a problem. But the recitation of Kaddish at that point, the Chor, is a tremendous problem. So Taka Tosos quotes in one opinion from the Gaonim, Ben Nachinami, that the reason why we say Kaddish, that's a proof positive that we're not really concerned with Smichas Geula Tefillah at night. And other Mishnayim say no, that in and of itself, and the Kaddish is also like a shtickle, Tefillah Richt, like Gula Richt or something. So that in and of itself is not a Raya Brura. So it's a Shalom Mishnayim, a Chlekes Mishnayim, how do we task it? So Lamaisa, how does this play out in terms of Lamaisa for us? Are we really concerned with Smichas Geula Tefillah at Ma'ariv or not? So there is a very important machlekes of Rishonim. I'm sure everyone around here is aware of this machlekes as to whether where exactly the Birchas Kriya Shema at Ma'ariv end. The Birchas Kriya Shema at Ma'ariv end at Shalom Ma'ariv Olad, or are you supposed to continue and say this new bracha, the bracha Hashem, the Olam bracha? So there are some Rishonim who were opposed to this bracha, and one of the reasons why they were opposed to this bracha was because of the consideration of Smichas Geula Tefillah. I mean, it's bad enough what the Gemara tells us. It's bad enough to Shalom Ma'ariv Olad, but that's considered to be a Geula Richta, and it's bad enough Hashem supposed to tip that. It means bad enough in the negative way. It means that ain't lecha elachadusha. It means chazal mechadesh that Hashem supposed to tip that is okay. And chazal mechadesh that shomam Yisrael is okay. But to go and add on new stories, to go and brach Hashem the olam along the Megillah with Yerush in name of Yisach Livenu, such a long, long bracha which doesn't have its roots in the Gemara altogether, which is only interested in the days of the Gaonim. So mehecha teisi have a right to say that lecha that should be a violation of smichas grubah tzvila. And other Rishonim said, no, we're not so worried about Smichas Grubah Tefillah. Either that's not a problem, Smichas Grubah Tefillah, or we're not, there's no problem, Smichas Grubah Tefillah, at Ma'ariv altogether. So that was one that comes into Machlekes and Rishonim, whether it's appropriate to say the Bracha, Bracha Shem Le'olam or not. Then there was a second issue that some Rishonim were opposed to Bracha Shem Le'olam, because they felt that Ein Lama L'Chadish Brachas Me'atzmeinu, that we don't have a right to stop to make a Brachas after the period of the Gemara, so we don't have a right to be Mechadish Brachas. To which other Rishonim said, it's not true, we do have a right to be Mechadish Brachas. Haraya. Anyone say that? No, say the Yard Koch in the morning. The women say Shasani Kisonu in the morning. None of those brachas appear in the Gemara. We do have a right to the Chadish brachas that there are brought up in later generations because those could also institute appropriate brachas. So those are the two nekudas in the Rishonim, the double machlekas in Rishonim, is the bracha, bracha Shem Le'olam, an appropriate bracha or not. So one consideration was the issue of Smichas Grubah Tefillah. Is there really a problem with Smichas Grubah Tefillah at Ma'ariv? And does this pose really a hefsek between the bracha of Gaon Yisrael, the Shomer Olad, and the Deginish Manasrei? That was issue number one. Issue number two, is it a problem stopping Mechadish Bracha? Is that appropriate for us to be Mechadish Bracha? So, Chayadua, there was Machlekes HaRishon, Machlekes Minhagim, and a different Minhagim out of Yom HaZeh. There's a different Minhagim on West Englewood. There's a different Minhagim in different shuls, different communities today, as to whether this is appropriate or not, whether we should advocate saying Baruch Shem Yolam, or whether we should not say Baruch Shem Yolam. So the Minhag is clearly not to say Baruch Shem Yolam, the Minhag HaGro is not to say it, and many most Ashkenazi shuls do in fact say it. So different customs about this. So l'chora, a lot of this discussion about Baruch Hashem Le'olam should now spill over to the Vishamru and Vedav and Moshe and Tikvachodesh to the Yamadil, the Pesukim that many people say after the Brichas Kriya Shema before Shema Nasrei. So if you're a real, honest, to goodness believer in Smichas Grubah Tefillah, it means you're really, really makbar in Smichas Grubah Tefillah at night, and therefore you b'shum part of open akhla to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, then l'chora you have to be consistent, l'chora you have to not say Vishamru either. But right, you have to say Vishamru. Vishamru also doesn't appear in the Gemara. So Behechateis, that's a Tefillah Richta. Behechateis, that's a Gula Richta. So the Chari shouldn't say it. So if you hold not to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam because you're so concerned with Smichas Gula Tefillah, then the Chari shouldn't say Vishamru either. But what if you take the approach that I don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, but not because I'm such a big believer in Smichas Gula Tefillah at night. I'm not so worried about Smichas Gula Tefillah. That doesn't bother me. What really bothers me about Baruch Hashem Le'olam is that it's a bracha which doesn't appear in the Gemara. That's what I'm really concerned with. So if you take that second opposition to Baruch Hashem Le'olam, that's not so much a problem, Smichas Gula Tefillah, but rather it's a problem of an additional bracha we don't have the right to authorize. So that's true. You can authorize a new bracha. You can say Vishamru. Vishamru is a pasuk. The Vashem already said the pasuk. So you're allowed to say Vishamru. We have no opposition to saying Vishamru. And those who say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, so clearly they wouldn't have any problems with saying Vishamru. So there are really three different permutations here, three different possible logical minhagim in terms of what our approach should be, both to Baruch Hashem Le'olam as well as to Vishamru. So if you take the approach that we're very, very serious about Smichas Grubah Tefillah at night, and we don't want to take any chances whatsoever, so we won't say Vishamru, we won't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, we won't say anything, we'll just daven what Chazal said, Shomer Masorat, and we'll explain away the Kaddish somehow, and try to move to Shemoneh Esrei. So that's if you take one extreme approach. If you take the total other extreme approach that we're not really concerned at all about Smichas Grubah Tefillah at night, that we task that there is no such din, and therefore you can say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, you can say Visham, where everything is Gevaldik. And then there's room for a middle ground, a middle position. The middle position of the Chari would be that we don't want to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam not because we're such a big believer in Smichas Grubah Tefillah at night, but because we're concerned with the Bracha L'Batzalah aspect, and that consideration obviously wouldn't carry over to the Tzukim. So Yesh V'Yesh, three different Baruch Minhagim, either those who say neither of them, those who say both of them, or those who split between the Shema they do say and Baruch Hashem Le'olam that they don't say. There is another consideration that perhaps we could be Mabit Chus and those people who say Vishamru but they don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, and that's based on the following. There are more quotes and opinion in Hilchos Tefillah
that maybe one can argue that din of smichas gula tefila doesn't apply bechlal on Shabbos. The heichat teisa shouldn't apply on Shabbos. So there are more quotes because Shabbos is not considered to be like an eish tzara. That the tefila is a different type of a tefila on Shabbos. Yad Hashem b'yom tzara, so that pasuk doesn't apply to a Shabbos. So when you daven on Shabbos, so you're not really davening the Torah says tzara. It's a lower level type of a tefila. So perhaps the din of smichas gula tefila is only linked to a tefila b'eish tzara. It's only linked to a weekday type of a tefila, not to a Shabbos day tefila. Rambam quotes such an opinion. Then the Rambam says that even according to that opinion, Yom Tov would not be similar to Shabbos. Yom Tov would be similar to a Yom Chol, even though Yom Tov is also not really an Eish Tzara. Yom Tov is a Zman HaDin, because each of the Shalosh Regolim, there's some kind of a Din, Pesach is a Din, and it's Tzvuah, and Shavuos is on a Peres Elon, and Sukkos is on Geshem. So there is a certain degree of Eish Tzara on Yom Tov. But Shabbos is a Lagamri, a different word. Shabbos is a Lagamri, a different type of a Tzvila, and maybe the Tzvila Shabbos isn't bound by the Din of Smith's Gulu Tzvila. I'm not quote such an opinion. So maybe that would be also a little bit of a Libet Tzchus. For those people who don't advocate saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam, they don't like to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, maybe because they're very deep believers in Smichas Gula Tefila, but in Shabbos they're not such big ma'amidim in Smichas Gula Tefila, since Tefila Shabbos would be a little bit different. If that would be true, so then you would have a split between Shabbos and Yom Tov. I mean, you can potentially create a fourth logical possibility. You can have people who would not say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. They would say B'Shamru, but they wouldn't say Vayda V'Moshe. So you can find, you name your position, we'll find you some kind of a logical background to that. So if you hear anybody doing things, don't think that the people are just all flinging. There are logical reasons for each one of these possibilities. Either to say everything, to say nothing, to say B'Shamru, not to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, or to say B'Shamru, not to say Vayda V'Moshe, not to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. Each one of these positions is rooted in these factors, namely how seriously we take Smichas Gula Tefila and Ma'ariv in general, how seriously we take Smichas Gula Tefila on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and how seriously we take the consideration of extra brachos. This idea that perhaps there's a split between the din of Smichas Gula Tefila on Shabbos in contrast to the rest of the week, because the Tefila Shabbos is a fundamentally different type of a Tefila. It's not a Yad Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So that Nekuda itself seems to be very questionable. Is that really true? Is the Tefila Shabbos really so fundamentally, so radically different from Tefila Chol? So there is a Gemara in the third parak of Masechet Brachos, so the Gemara tells us that really, B'Ikaron, we really should be davening a Tefila Chol on Shabbos also. There's really no intrinsic reason not to daven the full 19 brachas on Shabbos. Why don't we daven the 19 brachas on Shabbos? The Gemara says, "Vishum tircha de tzibur." The Chazal is rachmanas on us. They want people to go home, have their children, to take a nap on Shabbos. They want people to relax, spend time with the family. So daven is so long. You have a kriyas haTorah and a musaf, and the rabbi has to speak and make kilakain and so many long things. So the Chacham decide they're going to chop away the daven a little bit. What do they chop away? They chop away the Shemoneh Esrei. Very strange Gemara. Yeah, why did they add on extra Shabbos? That was a minute, yes. That was a minute to add on extra Shabbos. You're right. Yes, that's not what the Gemara says. The Yerushalmi says that, but the Bavli doesn't say that. So the Bavli says that the reason why we don't daven a week to Shemoneh Esrei is only because Mishum Tircha, the Chachamim wanted to minimize the Tircha on Shabbos. That's in fact what the Gemara tells us in Brachas in the third parak. Let's say a person is in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos and he goofs. He realizes that he's in the middle of the bracha of Atachonin. He started the brachas chol, and then he's about to say, "says Atachonin das ba l'shmina chanei mina." Oh, he realizes that it's Shabbos. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, "You just stop betting the trap, then you go to Atachidashta. You start the Shabbos davening." So the Gemara says, "No, you don't do that." The Gemara says, "You finish up that bracha." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean you finish the bracha? The bracha of Atola. It's not Tuesday. It's Shabbos. What right do you have to recite a weekday bracha?" So the Gemara says, "No, it's not necessary to be a bracha of Atola, because the ikaron." You should have really been davening that. Everybody should be davening the full Shemoneh Esrei and Shabbos. So therefore, lechatchila the chacham were misakeh not to daven that way. But with the evidence, you already started the bracha. So gomer osa bracha. You finish up the bracha, then you revert back to the Shabbos tikkun Shemoneh Esrei. So this is the sheet of Sabafli, but the Yerushalmi disagrees. The Yerushalmi holds that the Ikaron, you're not supposed to have bakashas on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be davening the 19 brachas, the Ikra Din, because that would be like a violation somewhere of a bakasha, of a tefillah, bakasha on Shabbos. That's what the Rav used to say, that the Machloek is the Bavli and Rishalmi is Lushitasa when it comes to Tkiya Shofar. The Bavli Shita, the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, is that you don't blow Shofar only with the Rabbanan when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. The Daraisa, so Shabbos is his man Tkiya Shofar. It's only a Tidmidir Rabbanan, as a Gezerah you may come to carry the Shofar. The Rishalmi doesn't say it. Rishalmi calls the Pasuk. Rishalmi says that Zichr and Truah Ksiv, that the phrase Zichr and Truah teaches us that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so you're not supposed to blow Shofar even with the Araisa. The Bavli has that idea. Also then the Bavli rejects it. So what's the Nekudas of Machloikis, the Bavli and the Rishalm? How come the Bavli says that Midaraisa Shabbos is as man Tkiya Shofar, and Rishalm holds that Midaraisa Shabbos is not as man Tkiya Shofar? So the Rav explained that this Machloikis is part of a general view in terms of Hilchos Tefillah. Is it really appropriate to be davening in normal weekday davening on Shabbos? So the Tkiya Shofar we know is a form of a tefillah. Many rayas to that. We spoke about this in Rosh Hashanah Shira many times, that Tkiya Shofar is not just a mitzvah b'yama, but it's an integral part of a tefillah. But the Rav used to say that we don't find too many of the mitzvahs that we perform the mitzvah in the middle of Shemot Esrei. So mud the thing that we don't eat mas in the middle of davening ma'ariv. We don't sit in the sukkah in the middle of davening ma'ariv on Sukkot night. But Tkiya Shofar, we blow the shofar dafka punk in the middle of the Shemot Esrei, punk in the middle of Chazaras Hashanah. So the Shemot Esrei is a different minhagim to demonstrate the fact that Tkiya Shofar is not just a mitzvah b'yama, but Tkiya Shofar is also derech tefillah. So this idea that Tkiya Shofar is a tefillah, is that an appropriate type of a tefillah on Shabbos? So the Bavli says, yes. The Bavli says, Minat Torah, there's nothing wrong with blowing shofar on Shabbos. Ah, you're davening, you're crying your heart out, that Tkiya Shofar has kolos, a broken kolos, it's like a bechi, it's like crying, it's a crying on Shabbos. What gives you the right to cry out to the Rebbe Shalom on Shabbos? So the answer is the Bavli has no problem with that. The Bavli was Shitasa, that the Bavli holds the Maseches Brachas. You should daven 19 Brachas on Shabbos also. It's just the Midrabbana and Mishum Tircha de Tzibor. So that's the Bavli self. There was no problem with the Rais of blowing shofar on Shabbos. Hashem came to Rishami, the Shitasa, that Rishami holds that it's not appropriate to daven the Shemot Esrei on Shabbos. It's not appropriate to have a Kashya on Shabbos. So the Rishami couldn't fathom blowing shofar on Shabbos. That's the Midrabbana, you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, because the very nature of a tefillah, of a tzor, of a bakasha, of a bechi, of crying on Shabbos is not appropriate. So this idea that the Rav is quoting, that the tefillah, the Shemot Esrei of Shabbos are so fundamentally different, that it's not a Yan Hashem B'Yam Tzara, that it's not a type of a Shemot Esrei, that's Mechayev, Smichas Gula Tefillah, that's a little bit questionable. The Chara, that should depend on the Bavli and the Rishalmi. According to the Rishalmi, that makes a lot of sense. According to the Rishalmi, this is a different kind of a tefillah. It's not a tefillah B'Yam Tzara. Maybe only a tefillah B'Yam Tzara warrants the Din of Smichas Gula the Tefillah. Masha'ein Kain, according to the Bavli, that the tefillah on Shabbos is the same as any other tefillah. It's just a quirk. It's only 7 brachas. That's the technical details of the Chabad Institute to make life easy for us on Shabbos. But be careful, it's the same basic tefillah as any other tefillah. So according to the Tzachle Bavli, it's hard to understand this distinction between Shabbos versus weekdays in terms of Smichas Gula tefillah, which is Lamaisa, we probably don't pass like this day in the Ramah, that this was really a Das Yachid. We assume Allah most probably that the Din of Smichas Gula tefillah is in full force on Shabbos the same way it is during the week. Anyway, I'll put him, getting back to our story, so this minig that many people have of saying Bishamru, so this is tied to a lot of these issues. Is there a din of smichas gula tefillah b'chlal b'mayrav? Are the din of smichas gula tefillah on Shabbos really the same as during the rest of the week? Are we opposed to Baruch Hashem Yolam for other reasons, because of brachas reasons, or smichas gula tefillah reasons? A lot of these factors play out in terms of defining what the proper minig should be. The different minhag in Klal Yisrael about the recitation of Bishamru.
What
are we saying Bishamru for? Tonight, everyone's chance to sing together about Shah. I don't know, I'm not sure what the point is. I don't know what the Kiyum is exactly saying with Shamru. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. In the Shemot Esrei itself, so on Friday night we recite the Vayichulu. So this is a throwback, but the Gemara says that a person is supposed to say Vayichulu. Each person is supposed to recite Vayichulu on Shabbos. So we have a custom of reciting Vayichulu a whole series of different times throughout Friday night, but the Igra Din, you really mechuyev, each person is mechuyev to say Vayichulu one time. So the reason why we keep on repeating Vayichulu, we say it first in Shemot Esrei, and we really yaitu with that Vayichulu, then we repeat it after Shemot Esrei for a technical reason, because whenever you have a Yontif and Shabbos that coincide, So there is no vayichulu in the bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei itself. We combine together we mentioned Shabbos in the bracha, we mentioned Yom Tov in the bracha, and Rechosim, Mekadosh Shabbos, the Yisroel Vazmanim, but there's no separate independent mentioning, those sukkah vayichulu are not mentioned. So therefore, in order to be Yom Tov vayichulu when the Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide, so therefore we recite vayichulu after Shemoneh Esrei. So in order to keep the uniformity in tefillah, just as on a Yom Tov Shchalas Shabbos, we say vayichulu afterwards. So even on a regular Shabbos, we also say it. And then why do we say vayichulu a third time when we get home? So that's for the whole tzibon of the day. So that's in order that we might see the women, the children, people within Davin Meir, so they should also chop around, they should also hear vayichulu. I think we mentioned this in the Kiddush Yerim earlier on in the year. That's why there are some posts from the following Kepeda. When you say vayichulu at home, when you say vayichulu in Kiddush, so you should really say it from a sitter, from a venture, because there's a big machlekes in the Rishonim about dvarim shebichsav yet a rasha neomer bi'alpeh. The Gemara has such a klal that things which are written in psukim, the psukim and chumash, you're not supposed to say ba'alpeh. So there was machlekes in the Rishonim. What exactly are the parameters of that statement? So some Rishonim said that applies all the time. Even if just time, I want to get up and read the pasuk in chumash. So I have to look inside a chumash. I have to look inside maybe even inside a sefer Torah. Perhaps I have to really look inside a sefer Torah. Just to say psukim bi'alpeh is not acceptable. And other Rishonim say no, that is from dvarim shebichsav yet a rasha neomer bi'alpeh. Only means when you want to be mighty somebody else, when I want to say something to be most you, you dechavoscha. So that's the problem. That's what Tosfos quotes such an opinion. So the Rishonim are bothered with the question that we seem to violate this din all the time. We say Shema all the time, Be'al Peh. We say Birchas Kohanim Be'al Peh. We say Parshas Hatomim Be'al Peh. We say a lot of Sukkim Be'al Peh. So what gives us the right to do that? So some Rishonim say that the reason why we do all those things is because we're not being most other people. We're just saying it for ourselves, and that's okay. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the other opinion. Shulchan Aruch says, no, the reason why it's okay to say these Sukkim, Be'al Peh, Shema, and Birchas Kohanim, things like that, is because they're such short Sukkim, and everybody knows them. The Shkum B'Siyakol. And the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rishonim who say the whole reason why you're not allowed to say Sukkim Be'al Peh is like a din, we're afraid you're going to make a mistake. You misquote the pasuk. So Shema Yisrael, who's going to forget? Who's going to mix up Shema Yisrael? Everybody knows Shema. So whatever Shavu B'fiyah Kol is going to be Mutter. So there's a Machlekes Rishonim, Machlekes Tzipos came out of Paskin, Nuchas Tzvima. What exactly is the heter for us to say Shema Be'al Peh? Either it's because we're not being Motzi somebody, or because it's a pasuk that everybody's familiar with. So Ruchav and Afkamina, let's say you have a pasuk that everyone's familiar with, but I am being Motzi to you in it. I am saying this pasuk on behalf to be Motzi to you. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's okay, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Yisr doesn't depend on being Motzi people. The Yisr is stopped, said Sukkim Be'al Peh, and the heter is, but Shavu B'Fi, then it's Mutter. But the Gra doesn't pass like that Shulchan Aruch, the Gra, it also Tvil the Paskins, that the other Rishonim are right, that the Torah is right, that the reason why it's Mutter to say Shema Be'al Peh is because you're not being Mutter to somebody else, not because it's Shavu B'Fi HaKol, that's not a Svar L'Hochel. So according to the Gra, it would be a problem if I want to be most you in a pasuk, even if it's a short pasuk, even if it's a pasuk that everybody's familiar with, that would still be a problem. That's why it would be in the machlokes, the mechaber in the gra, when you say vayechulu, when you come home from shul, you want to say vayechulu now to be most to your wife and your kids, so are you allowed to just say it al peh? You're supposed to take bench, you're supposed to say mitoch from a sitter. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no need to be machbet to say it out of a sitter. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's set the gomer, it's shavu v'yechol. Who does, which Jew, which Torah Jew doesn't know vayechulu b'al peh? Who knows vayechulu b'al peh? So therefore, Shavu B'Fiyakol, it's like Kriyashma should be at the Gomer. But according to the Gra, didn't buy into that cool of Shavu B'Fiyakol. According to the Gra, who held that the reason why you have to, you're allowed to say Shema Be'al Peh, is because you're not being Motzi somebody, but we see you would be Motzi somebody, it would be a problem. According to the Gra, you would have to say that last Vayechulu from a sitter. So the first two Vayechulu is not to be from a sitter. The Vayechulu in Shemana Asri, that's Mutal Lecholadeus, Ve'en L'Fiyah Mechav, Ve'en L'Fiyah Gra, because it's a short pasuk, everybody knows it, and you're not being Motzi everybody. The second Vayechulu after Shemana Asri is also not from a sitter because it's short, you're not being mulch to somebody. But the third vayichulu by kiddush, where you're being mulch to somebody, even though it's short, would be totally on the machlokes and the mechaber in the Gra.
You're therefore saying that if the whole family went to shul Friday night and davened, you come home,
technically you don't say vayichulu. Nice in the meetings, everybody says vayichulu. But technically speaking, if everybody said her vayichulu, there's really no reason to say vayichulu again. It's like the same Lubashal as the Kiddush and Shul. When you say Kiddush and Shul, you don't start from Vayichulu, you just said Vayichulu.
Only the partial
Pasuk
is right.
Only a partial Pasuk is a different problem. If the Pasuk Kop Subi La Pasuk Emosh, that may be a whole independent problem.
Only for the whole
Yeah, Rabbi Yonah is a different volagam. Rabbi Yonah Bracha says that whenever it's a possible, that's the Torah's mitzvah in a different context, so then that's mufka from the Yitzhak Zvam Shluch. So by Chulu, maybe, right. According to Rabbi Yonah, maybe it would be mutter, right.
Doesn't
Yisrael
apply to you in saying if the Tech HaSidah?
Yes, that's the question, right. So that's the question, do you gain anything by taking a Siddur? That din of Mitzvah Ekstav, does that mean Mitzvah Ekstav, Mamash HaSefer Torah? A new Chumrah. You have to make Kiddush Barnei, you have to pull out the Sefer Torah. That would be an interesting Chumrah. So that's a further shaila. Some Achrayim say Mitzvah Chassidah works for this, and others say, like you're suggesting, we see there would be such a din, it would have to be Mamash Mitzvah Chassidah Torah.
There's a lot of people that have to be in sacrifice.
Yeah, that's what he's saying right now. I can talk about that right now. Right. So there is a big machlekes aposkim about the second vaychulu. Vaychulu, you say, yes, to Shemon Esrei. So that's also supposed to be like an Eidus, the same with the Gemara Zaloshin, that a person who says vaychulu is like he's being made that the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. So the second vaychulu is also like a shtetl Eidus. So the poskim raise the question, what would the din be if a person is davening b'yechidus? A person davening b'yechidus, we have a klal, hafishnayim eidim yakum dover, you can't give Eidus by yourself. So maybe you could argue that's not appropriate to say that vaychulu, even if they have a person that's davening in shul, they davening in a minyan, but if they're davening a slow Shemon Esrei, so by the time the chazan gets to vaychulu, they're still holding by the second zena, so maybe you shouldn't be machmir to say the second vaychulu together with somebody else. That's right, that's the Chazanish disagree, right. So the Mishnah Berurah is the one who started this minhag. So he didn't start, the Mishnah Berurah caused such a cost. The Mishnah Berurah caused such an idea that if you tackle were held up in davening, you're a little bit slower than everybody else, so you should look around and try to find somebody else to say Vaychulu with you. So the Chazanish was opposed to this. Chazanish held that not only was it not necessary, but he held that it wasn't appropriate either. He said, I mean, you have a little bit of a kickbook, but Rav Moshe created the world. You're not sure. You want to get a second opinion? But Rav Moshe created the world. He said, yeah, you don't need two aid for this. There's no din about Pishnai Vedim Yavam Dava. So somebody just asked me recently that they wanted to know, they finished one Esrei, and they always grown up with the meaning of the Mishnah Berurah, that they have to stay by Chulu with somebody else. The only person who they were able to pull over was their first cousin or something, someone who was possibly aidus with them. So they want to know, is there a din of Pishnai Vedim Yavam Dava? So I don't know. I'm not sure how... That's what some say, that if you have it in a shul where there's anybody else in the shul who's your relative, so there's a din in Hilchos Eidus, Nimtzei Echem and Karm Apostle throws out the whole Eidus. That's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. So the Mishnah Berurah said that the right thing to do is to try to grab somebody else to say Vaychulu for you with you, and the Chazanish said that it's not necessary, but the Chazanish didn't think that it was appropriate either.
There's no
Eidus
at night anyway, how far
again? There's no Eidus, okay. The Kabbalah said this at night. Machalik is a Rishonim, whether even B'diavit. It's Rishbam that says Kabbalah said this at night is at least Kashi B'diavit. So no, the whole thing is a
little bit different.
Right, that's all part of the same, right, that's right, that's all part of the same Eidus story. I mean, how serious do you take this whole Eidus story?
You take away another person from listening to
Magen Avos. Oh, no, you're not allowed to do that. You have to wait till after Magen Avos says, oh, yeah. Oh, we'll get to that in a second, about where does Magen Avos fit into the story. Again, so the saying of Vaychulu after Ma'ariv, so that's for that once in a while, once a year or so, when Yontif and Shabbos coincide, so that's like, it should be a low float, that all the Ma'ariv should be the same. Where did the rest of what we recited on Friday night come from? The whole Magen Avos, that whole bracha of Me'ein Sheva, that whole Kwaza Chazos HaShatz, where in the world does that come from? So the Gemara, in the second paragraph of Mishnah Shabbos, in the Sugyas of Chanukah, so the Gemara tells us where the source of that comes from. So the Gemara says that really be Karon, there's really no reason to say that. You really shouldn't say that. What are you saying that for? Because the Chazor HaShatz? We never say Chazor HaShatz at Ma'ariv. Taka, why don't we say Chazor HaShatz at Ma'ariv? So the Rishonim write, because Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. So Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. Technically speaking, according to many Rishonim, you're not even mechuz to daven Ma'ariv in the first place. It's just that we have a minig of davening Ma'ariv. Once we're mekabel upon ourselves to daven, you should continue to daven for the rest of your life. So the Chazor HaShatz was originally instituted for the people who were not bekiyim. They didn't know how to daven anyway. So those people never daven Ma'ariv. So the people who were never bekiyim, they never daven Ma'ariv. So they were never mekabel upon themselves to daven Ma'ariv. So the minig, what are you doing Chazor HaShatz for? So that's what the Rambam presents. That's the nice with our minig is. We don't have a Chazor HaShatz by Ma'ariv. So where did this Chazor HaShatz come from? This quasi make-believe Chazor HaShatz of a quick form of Me'ein Sheva of Chazor HaShatz. Where did this come from? So the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says that this came from a technical reason. This came just to stall a little bit, just to give people a little bit of time to catch up with davening. Sometimes people would come to shul late on Friday night. So people were coming home, came home from work late, and they jump into the shower. Gemara until they came to shul. Until, so they would be stuck behind, and if everybody ran out of shul, and these people were left behind, so it's going to be a problem. So they're going to end up having to walk home in the dark by themselves. That was Baruch Hashem was instituted during the week for that reason. So different things were instituted. So there were some people who were late comers and some people who were late comers and the very late comers, the people who would first roll in from Irish. So Baruch Hashem Leolam wasn't enough. Baruch Hashem, we don't say that. Baruch Hashem wasn't enough. Nothing was enough for them. So they have more and more and more stalls. So that's what the reason is. That's what the Gemara says. That on the weekday night we have other things, so that's the Baruch Hashem Leolam is also a quasi the Ein Shemoneh Esrei also. So why they instituted different things at different times, I'm not sure why. So it's for this reason that the Gemara says that this bracha of the Ein Shemoneh that we say, this quasi Chazos HaShat, so we only conclude this bracha with the bracha Baruch Hashem Mekadesh HaShavos. Even when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov coinciding, normally the rule is when you have a tefillah, so even if the particular tefillah is only being caused by one of the Kedushas Hayom, but it's only being caused by one of the Me'ena Ma'oras, one of the events of that day, Af Pichein, we throw in everything into the Cholent. Let's say the Moshe, the Gemara says when you have Chanukah coincides with Rosh Chodesh, the Chanukah coincides with Shabbos, so when you daven Musaf, so is it appropriate to say Al Nisim or not? So the Gemara raises the question that maybe you shouldn't really be saying Al Nisim in the Tefillah of Musaf, because the Tefillah of Musaf is not a weekday Tefillah. The Tefillah of Musaf is a Shabbos Tefillah. So what are you throwing in? What are you throwing in Al Nisim for? So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't matter. Yom Shushan is Chayv Adal Tefillah. Since the Ma'aseh Davening the Tefillah anyway, so already you throw in everything. So you mentioned the Chanukah also, even though Chanukah really has no Shaykhah to Musaf. So the Gemara says, usually in Hichos Tefillah, so we throw in those parts, even if it's not, even if the particular Tefillah that we're davening is not really a Chanukah Dikah Tefillah per se. So the Gemara says the exception to that rule is the Ma'ein Sheva on Friday night. That one would have thought that when you get to the Bracha, so you should have said Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Bazmanim, because even though on a regular Yom Tov we don't say that bracha, but once we're already davening the bracha to Shabbos, we might as well throw in and mention Yom Tov for good luck also. So the Gemara says, no, you don't do that. The reason why you don't do that is because you never really should be davening this altogether. This whole field is not really an appropriate field. This whole Ma'ein Sheva is just an afterthought. It's not that Shabbos is Mechayiv, this Ma'ein Sheva. It's not that it's a real bona fide Hichos Tefillah. It's just stalling. It's a stalling technique to make up for the people who came very, very late to shul. So therefore, Kachnik Nuchachamim, that you just mentioned Mekadosh HaShabbos, because that's the only time it's even appropriate to say this field in the first place, and you just leave out everything else. You don't mention Yom Tov, Shchad, you don't mention anything else in this Tefillah. It's just the words of Mekadosh HaShabbos in this particular Why doesn't it apply to the other? Some of people would come to shul early on Yom Tov. Some people stop their working early on Yom Tov. Some of that's the reason. But we died from the Chatzos.
Does anyone have the same problem saying another bracha
by Baruch Hashem? No, but this is the Gemara. This Gemara has Beferish. The Gemara in Shabbos mentions this bracha Beferish. So the Chora, because this bracha, even though it's not exactly Chazos HaShat, but it does mimic Chazos HaShat, it has the basic format of at least a quasi Chazos HaShat, so therefore that probably explains why the Rishonim had a tradition that one has to be careful not to speak during this bracha. That the Torah quotes from the Sefer Chassidim some very, very strong stories about individuals who tells nice in the Sefer Chassidim, a person who came back in a dream and he was being punished, and they asked him, why is he being punished? He said he was talking during the Ein Sheva. So the Shekhinah quotes, you have to be very, very careful not to talk during the Ein Sheva. So I mean, that's supposed to talk ever during davening, but why somehow this became picked out by the Sefer Chassidim as something which is so chomer? So the Chora, this is the same way that in Hukos Tfila, the Shekhinah quotes that talking during Chazos HaShat is also considered to be an Avera Chamura V'yaiter. To such an extent that there's only one place, to the best of my knowledge, in the entire Shekhinah, where the phrase God Lavonim in Esau appears. God Lavonim in Esau is a pasuk by Cain. When Cain kills Hevel, so Rebbe Shalom says, Kol Dmei Achicha. So Cain turns around and says, so bad what I did. God Lavonim in Esau, you can't be mechapach my avera. That's like the ultimate statement of Azah Avon Achava V'yosef. God Lavonim in Esau. So that's the only place in all of Shulchan Aruch writes that Asach the Chazaras HaShat is God Lavanim in himself. That's considered to be such a terrible aveira to speak in the middle of Chazaras HaShat. So Mustafa, that's the reason why the Rishonim picked up on this idea that to speak during the Ein Shev is also considered to be a serious violation of the Tefillah. That it's more chumrah than talking at certain other parts in the davening, because since this has the status of a Chazaras HaShat, so for whatever reason Chazaras HaShat is so chumrah, that same chumrah carries over to this as well. The Poskim also point out that since this has a status quasi of a Chazaras HaShat, the Takana was Chazaras HaShat, so then the Chaz is supposed to say the whole thing. So the same way as in Chazaras HaShat, the Chaz is supposed to say everything. Like the Mishnah Berurah points out that there's a lot of people when they get to Modim, so they just say Modim Anach Nalach, and then they should mumble the rest, and Hatov Ki L'chol Rachamecha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not right, because the Takana was, he's supposed to say the whole Chazaras HaShat, so to over here he's supposed to say the whole Chazaras HaShat. So a lot of people, when the Chazan gets to Kel Yom Kone Shemaim Varet, so many have the custom of saying Magen Avos together. So that's okay. Mishnah Berurah says that's all right for everybody to say Magen Avos. But then the Chazan is supposed to say Magen Avos again. So a lot of places what happens is that everybody sings together. The Chazan singing, the Yoylem singing, everybody singing. And then the Chazan just skips over that whole part. So that's not appropriate either. Post can say that since it has the status of a Chazaras HaShat, it's supposed to be treated with all the halachos of Chazaras HaShat, that people are supposed to be quiet and listening to Chazaras HaShat, and people are supposed to, the Chazan is supposed to be saying every word of the Chazaras HaShat in order to fulfill this Takana Sachamim properly. But since this Takana Sachamim was rooted in the fact that people are coming late, and it's going to be dangerous for them walking home alone, that's why many communities have the custom of not saying this when Friday night coincides with the Leil HaSeder. Because since we do a lot of things on Pesach night as a demonstration of Leil Shemura, and that's why some of the Midhagim of Kriyash Malamita, some of the things that we usually say Kriyash Malamita, we cut out in order to indicate the fact that we have Bitochen as the Leil Shemurim. So to this idea is also cut out. And many have the custom of not saying this Bechlal on Pesach night, even if it's Friday night, because of the consideration that it's Leil Shemurim, there's nothing to be concerned with. There's not an absolute universal minute. I'm not mistaken. I think in Eretz Yisrael, they do say it. I don't know. I think in Eretz Yisrael on Pesach night, they do say it. And I'm so we've got to find out from that. I don't know if this is an absolute universal minhag, but in most communities that we, most shows that we have, so that's the minhag here.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't, right?
Well, right.
So, Friday night, Pesach night. Friday night, say tonight, I think the minhag is not, right. But there's also a minhag that the Poskim quote, which is also not an absolute universal minhag, but there's a minhag that at least that we observe, that this saying of these, this whole Magen Avos only applies when you have a shul, when you have a minhag kavua. So even if it's a minyan kavua in somebody's house, but if it's a minyan kavua that they daven every Friday night, so that's considered to be a time when this takana was instituted. But just time have it Friday night, just time you have a shabbos or something, and you happen to be davening meir in somebody's house, but then the minyan in most places is not the same. You can actually also say it, you know. Minig is to grow to say it. They said it all the time. They said Akum Mikakov. They always say it. But the standard minig most places have is that they don't say it. So again, so this particular bracha of Magen Avos has its roots in the Gemara. The reason the Gemara gives is because of these considerations. They have different minhagim as to what are the parameters of this particular rachiyah.
Neighborhood
that's the shot of him when you switch off.